This is the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I'm a big star, you know.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.
Good morning, DCR.
The number one pick and a Super Bowl champ with the man that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
Lawrence Taylor! Every trash, DMT for short. Wonder if we best, why don't you peep the score? Sports Center E, gonna be top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise and shine with 98.7. This is Drive Time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Dave, Chris, and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Had a good June the 23rd, 2021. The show, of course, as you've fallen in love with already since we moved to these hours, January the 4th, is DCR on 98.7 ESPN. A lot to get into today. Checking guys for illegal substances has become quite a must-watch television. We'll get into that today. The Mets, the injuries continue to compile. The Yankees, well, they hit the baseball a little bit, but a tough loss last night at home to the Kansas City Royals. Rick has overslept in a day that he said he never would, and we say good morning to one Chris Canty. Good morning, Chris Canty. How are you?
I'm doing good, Dave, although there was a little bit of a disappointment in the Bronx last night. Kansas City Royals rolling into town. You'd think you'd be able to take care of them people. Not the way that you would want to get the three-game set started with them. I'm just saying. Definitely a disappointment.
No, not at all. And I don't know the exact number, but I think the Yankees are about 500, Chris, when Gerrit Cole makes his starts overall. Not that his record is that, but when he starts a game, they're about 500. And you have to be better when you have your ace on the hill.
No, you hate to waste one of those Gerrit Cole starts. He gives you seven innings, a two-run ball. You'd like to be able to find a way to finish the drill. And the Yankees' record this season, after leading through seven innings, is 29-2. So for Loaisiga to melt down the way that he did and give away that game, and then on top of that, going 0-for with runners in scoring position and leaving 13 men on the bags, it's not exactly what you're looking for, Dave. It's not. And I know that hindsight is 20/20, and the fact that you had a day off coming into this series and you decided that you weren't going to have Gary Sanchez's bat in the lineup, I just feel like there was a missed opportunity for the Yankees right there against those people. But, hey, man, your ace doesn't love throwing to Sanchez. He prefers Higashioka. So you defer to what Gerrit Cole would want under those circumstances. I just felt like last night is one of those times where it comes back to bite you.
I appreciate that you've multiple times now called the Kansas City Royals those people. Do you have an issue with Kansas City?
No, I don't have an issue with Kansas City, Dave. Nothing personal. It's just, you know, we're supposed to be taking care of business, Dave. We've won two straight series, five out of the last six. And when you look at the Kansas City Royals, they're not very good. They're not a good baseball team. So to lose the opener of the three-game set, it's frustrating as a Yankees fan just because you feel like you're finally starting to get some traction. You're finally starting to gain some momentum in the season. You're gaining ground in the standings in the division. And to drop one of these, it's just, I don't know, man. It doesn't sit well with me. But that's what's so maddening about this team. Like, every point this year, when you think that they're about to turn it around, when you think they're about to get it going, something ends up happening and they fall back down to earth. It's just, I hope that the Yankees and that loss last night is just a blip on the radar and that they continue to keep things rolling. I anticipate that they will. But again, I just don't feel like this team is in position to be giving away games, and last night it sure felt like that.
Yeah, it really did. Now, do you realize what has happened? I mean, from the minute that this guy started the Twitter battle with me, nothing has gone right in his life. The Islanders lose 8-0 in a game. Now they have game 6 tonight at the Coliseum. And he oversleeps. And we welcome in Rick DiPietro. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Good morning, David. No, I didn't oversleep. Had some technology issues, but we're back. We're up and running. No big deal.
Well, we missed you at the start of the show. We missed you on the pre-show meeting. We missed you at the start of the show. We missed you. When you're not here, we miss you greatly.
Yeah, I don't know if you needed to draw attention to it. You kind of could have just stalled for a couple minutes to let me get the machine up and running, but that's fine.
No, for you not to be here for the first 4 minutes of the show, it's noticeable, and I wanted the people to have an idea of, in fact, where you were. But we're happy to have you now.
I'm happy to be here. And just so you know, it's the war will continue. This is not going to deter me. It will go on. No, it will go on. I've done what I came to done.
All right.
I don't think it's working out for you, Rico. I think this might be one of those ones that you concede.
You're falling apart. Things are completely falling apart.
Oh, look at what has happened.
I refuse to give up. I refuse until the Islanders are out of this postseason. I refuse to back down.
But the reason that they're on the verge of being out of the postseason, I think, is because of you. Even the people that thought it was great and what you did, what you posted the other day all over Twitter, and everyone was, you know, having a real laugh at it. Even those people, as it was 5-0 the other night, were like, Rick, maybe this is too much. Maybe dial it back a little bit. And you're like, no, I'm going to double down. I mean, you are begging for the hockey gods to have the Islanders lose this series.
No, we already got our fortunes have changed a little bit. First step in the right direction. Just
what,
a $5,000 fine.
Barzell?
That's it. We got Barzell.
Uh-huh.
You should have seen what happened to me yesterday, too. I don't know if he was messing with me or if he just wasn't paying attention. So Cass's dad calls because he's listening to Sports Talk Radio in Tampa. And he's like, oh, did Rick see this? Because that's what he always does. Did Rick see this? And Cass is like, you know, Dad, you realize it's his job to watch sports, right? Like, he's pretty much seen or heard, you know, everything that's going on. And he's like, no, he hasn't heard this yet. Matt Barzell suspended for Game 6. And I was like, no way. You got to be kidding me. I didn't think he'd be suspended. Dave, Chris, no one thought he'd be suspended. So I'm going through Twitter. I'm everywhere. Everywhere.
So
nowhere to be found. And I'm like, are you sure you saw this or heard this right? And he's like, well, now that you say it, maybe they said he should be suspended. Like,
now, here's my question, though. Was he messing with you and knew he wasn't suspended? Or did he think, in fact, he was suspended and just misheard it and gave you misinformation?
I think it was misinformation, but he is so horny to...
He wants to beat you. He wants to be the one that tells you these things.
Yeah, like, he wants to scoop me so bad. Like, he cannot wait. I think he just jumped the gun a little bit. I think he got a little excited.
Uh-huh.
And he tried to give me some information. Because, I mean, obviously, he'd be happy about that. Because he's a huge Lightning fan, but... Whew.
So how does it work? If, and I'm not even saying they will, if the Lightning win this game tonight, is this a situation where you now don't talk to the in-laws for an extended period of time? Or do you get right back on the horse?
I'll probably right back on the horse. I mean, we got a really good relationship with Cass's parents, so we'll probably talk to them. I mean, I will ignore the fact. Like, there'll be no hockey talk. Especially with that, I mean, what they've done with the sending all the Lightning paraphernalia and everything else. Ella's walking around with a Lightning t-shirt. I mean, it's too
much. I can't believe that you allow this.
I had no say. This wasn't
Stop it. It's your home. It's under your roof. They're not even there. You have to put a stop to this. It's either you or it's Cassie that's doing this. Stop it.
No, I can't. Listen, I can't speak for my wife, but you don't have a daughter. So, she wants to wear the Lightning t-shirt. She's going to wear the Lightning t-shirt.
No, see, here's your misstep. The second you opened it, it should have been in the garbage immediately. There's no way you can bring that kind of juju into the house as you're playing the Lightning.
I will say, though, proud moment. They got Milo one too, and he said, no, it's disgusting. He won't wear it.
Love it.
So I got one.
Love it.
That's fine. I got one. That's all. I mean, we played hockey yesterday, and he made sure he was the Islanders. So I got, like, what can I do? I got one. That's fine for now, and then we'll have Rocco once he's old enough to realize what's going on.
So you think you've lost Ella?
I think we might have lost Rick.
Rick. We'll see,
oh, there he is. Are you back?
Back what?
Uh-oh. We lost you again.
You for about 30 seconds, brother.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, man.
It's a joke.
I think Dave was trying to get to the bottom of whether or not Ella was going to be an Islanders fan.
You think you've lost her as far as the Islanders fandom is concerned?
I think for right now, I've lost her. But. Now, you know what she wants, right? She wants a puppy. She wants a turtle. I go pet. Now, all of a sudden, I say, you root for the Islanders, I'll get you a pet. Now it's a different story.
I gotta
be
honest.
Why don't you get them like a turtle or something?
Get the dogs a turtle? I think that would be great parenting. I think if you bribe her and manipulate her at this point, it's the only way to go. Ella, if I see you rooting for the Lightning, you will never get a dog. If you root for the Islanders, the chance remains there that you will, in fact, get a little puppy.
Yeah, I know, but as a parent, I mean, don't you like when you don't have to force your kids to do things?
Yes, I gotta imagine.
But I think that ship has sailed. I don't think I think she's now a lost cause unless you manipulate.
Yeah, this. I mean, she actually might have said to me yesterday, "And welcome aboard."
And welcome aboard.
I think she's on that Untucks podcast boat, headed right into Lightning fandom.
Oh.
It gets even worse. I didn't even want to tell you this story, but I have to now because
you have to.
So we lost. So the year we lost to Tampa, first round of the playoffs, we lost to Tampa. That's the year they won the Stanley Cup.
Right.
So going into that series, they were legitimately concerned about us. Like, we were a live team. And, you know, had we not had a couple turnovers at home, you know, maybe it's a different story. But, I mean, they felt like if they got past us, it would be a tough test, and then they liked their chances moving forward. Now, it wasn't going to be easy, but, again, tough first-round matchup. So, I'm gutted. We lose. You know, that was a series where I bumped Javi Bulin because he was playing out of his mind and everything else. So, we lose, and now season's over. So, you know, Cass obviously wants to go down to Tampa. So, we head down to Tampa, and, you know, Cassie's dad's going crazy. It's the, you know, the run to the cup. So, he gets a phone call from his buddy. Hey, I got some tickets to the Eastern Conference Finals. You want to go? And he's like, Rick, will you go with me? I'm like, absolutely not. I'm not going with you.
I think I've heard this story like numerous times. You went on camera, and then people started.
They put me right behind. He had me like two rows up from behind Robert Esch, the goalie who I played with. And Esch looks up, taking a sip of water, and looks at me and notices me. I'm like, oh my God. This is why I didn't want to be at this game right now.
But you become like an 80-year-old. You're very repetitive in your stories of what you've told us and what you remember telling us or not.
I don't remember things. You got to understand something. Canty and I have had almost, multiple concussions.
Yes.
We can't store information like you. I say something, I remember for that day, and then I got to clean it out. It's there, and then it's gone.
But you lead into it like it's this fresh, great story, and I'm you know, sitting back, feet are up. I'm like, oh, great, I got a new one on the horizon. And I'm like, I've heard this story five times.
Well, it was fresh for me, Dave, because I don't remember the story.
Can't
so it was great.
Listeners, I never told it in this time slot. Not one time in this time slot.
Oh, maybe, in fact, that's true. Why don't you tell us the story about the buddy of yours that almost got kidnapped?
By the cab driver? Oh, no, that had to jump out of the car.
Jump out of the car, as if you've never told it before.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. I would hope, right, you know, fingers crossed, this show continues to do well, and we're doing, you know, 10, 15 years of this. I'm not going to have 10, 15 years of fresh new stories. So you're going to hear the same story a couple different times. Just deal with it. Just pretend like it's new.
No. Why don't you, at 8 o'clock in the morning, start to live? Go out there and live, and instead of just going shopping and coming back with, oh, I bought new fresh ripe avocados, come back with, listen, I was almost kidnapped on the road. Like, I was at a service station, and I had to change my own car, and get deep into life.
That's a hidden talent, by the way. If I wasn't going to the grocery store every week, I would have never known I'm an unbelievable avocado picker. I'm telling you right now, I go 6 for 6 every single time.
That's a superpower?
Really? Oh,
you finding the right
fresh avocados?
Okay.
No bruises, perfectly grounded.
Big, fresh, ripe avocados? Oh, beautiful.
You know, guac. Hey, as if you're living. Will you stop it? All your stories about your dogs.
Well, my stories. I got stories. Please. I got stories that could last forever.
Have you heard of the mole people?
I broke up with a girl based on a football team losing an important game. I went missing from my family for days staying at a hotel because the Giants lost. I got stories that could last a lifetime.
Why
How
wear
long
pants?
Ago was that? I want fresh. I want new.
And I want the same.
I've heard that story 1,000 times.
Please.
I left my girlfriend 1,000 times before that.
I want the same. I don't want the guy jumping out of a car. He's almost kidnapped. It's not even like you were almost kidnapped. It was some other guy. I don't want these repetitive stories. I want
fresh
new stories.
I began the naked run in 2007.
Sounds like you both got some living to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
There is zero chance I would burgle a house. That's right.
Let's go on a living trip. That's what we'll do.
Were the men there?
Tell Sherry that for the show,
Vegas.
Not for our own.
We're going to Vegas.
Vegas for the show.
We're going to Vegas.
You let him go to Vegas. We definitely not going to see him.
Just for the sake of the show. Because if
just
we go to Vegas, now we have stories forever.
I used to gamble a lot.
This is what we're doing. It's research for the show. It's going to be funded. Well, we'll pretend like it's funded by the station. We'll get a sponsor. Andy from America, I'm sure, will sponsor. We'll bring him. He can come with us.
Now, hang on a moment. If we were to go to Vegas, I would not have to bring any of my own money to Vegas?
I don't understand how many times. So here's another thing. Canty, how many times have we told Dave Rothenberg that we would sponsor his trip to Vegas?
Like that kind
numerous
of party?
Times. Of all of the things that we repeat on this show, I'm surprised he can't remember that one.
Yeah, we'll be
feel like
ATMs.
That comes up every other week.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we could make it like a corporate retreat, right? We can write it off on
write
a tax, Rico? Yeah.
Just write it
off.
Write
off Vegas, yeah. I'm on board,
man. We'll probably swing you by a rehabilitation center before we bring you home.
Is that what we're calling the Hard Rock now?
Yes. I don't want the double plow today.
The pool. The party.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Rehab.
I'm in. Let's go.
Yeah, until Sherry wakes up and says, no, no, no.
I'm in.
Plus, I wouldn't trust Sherry at home by herself with you in Vegas either with all these, I mean, all these celebrities that hit on her.
Why?
Next thing you know, Rick Pitino will be mowing your lawn.
He'll be running around the house. Oh, you live here? I didn't realize you guys were here.
Listen, I see your mom naked.
And you didn't know I delivered for Amazon
okay.
now?
Yeah. We must lead the league in Amazon deliveries, by the way. All right, so what do we have to get into today? Stroman, that injury, very upsetting from the Mets standpoint. Yankees, tough loss. Islanders, huge game. Lot to do. 800-919-3776. DeGrom certainly on the table. It's a busy the Wednesday. We have Stump Rothenberg coming your way at 6:45 this morning. So a lot to do. Oh, yeah, cash giveaways in the 6 o'clock hour and 7 o'clock hour, $250 a shot. So you go nowhere. You lock in with us. We make you laugh. Maybe we make you cry. And we get deep into the world of sports and mole people.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
You're absolutely right.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Is that why you overslept today, by the way? Were you a little on edge about this game tonight? Was that the genesis of this?
A little on edge, yeah. I mean, I had some work to do with the Twitter avatars, too, that took me longer than I thought. I've done what I came to done.
Bring it along. Bring it.
Oh, I'm going to bring it. Oh, it's going to be...
It's going to be brought?
It's going to be brought today.
Okay.
You better believe it.
So you trying to develop these Twitter avatars, is that the reason that you had technical difficulties this morning? Is that a part of it?
Listen, I don't know what's going on with this situation. Okay. I pay all this money to have a dedicated line, and then for some reason you wake up one morning and the thing don't work. I don't get it.
Well, it's dedicated, all right. Dedicated to not working properly, especially when you need it.
This is Tim McCarthy, I guarantee it. He probably calls the cable company.
He's sabotaging
yeah.
you?
Yeah. I'll use this to make sure they have to come into the city.
That's what he's doing. It's going to be all your fault.
Well, no, it wouldn't have been my fault if you just kept your mouth shut and just bought me a couple minutes.
It was fine. We were buying you a couple of minutes. I'm breaking down the Yankees. We're talking about why Gary Sanchez wasn't in the lineup, and then Dave wants to draw attention to it.
I think the thing that people appreciate about the show is the transparency. If one of us is unwell, we say it. If one of us is sick, we say it. If one of us is missing, we say it. And that's what we do. We're honest with the people.
Is that what we do, or did Rick open the show for you when you were late one day?
Yeah, and I'm still hearing about, well, I don't know, open
well,
would be
we didn't,
you know,
well,
a term I don't know that I would use.
Well,
like
Rick didn't bring it up.
Thursday
would be more
morning.
Appropriate.
It is not the Wednesday that Dave hates.
I try to close the show. Okay, and there you go. That's DCR forever.
what would have happened if my Comrex never got better that day?
A lot to get into today.
Well, I would have had to bring, like RJ would have had to co-host. I would have went full Anita, 57 guests. I would have said, pick up the phone. I want everybody in the Rolodex.
Where is Warren Sharp? Where is Give Warren me everybody. Sharp?
Wow. Give me everybody.
This is DCR.
DPR?
I would have been untucked podcast,
Did
reading stats.
Me? Did I get traded?
Yeah, you guys got rid of you. We brought Peter in for the
Oh, dear
show.
God.
And welcome aboard.
I would have done that. It would have been like, okay, coming up in the next segment, I'll read Buster Only's Twitter account.
Andrew, who would you say is the best Brazilian available I could find in the Euros?
Brazil is a South American country, so they're not playing in the Euros.
I'm breaking down the UEFA championships.
So good.
Yeah, it'd be funny, too, if maybe he even threw in, like, that was awesome, but if he was like, Giselle's a good pick or something like that, but Gundy's just straight-laced.
No, he's very serious.
That may win. Listen, that's got to be a heavy favorite for Drop Madness, right?
Yes, it has to be.
Heavy favorite.
Has to be.
But who does that go to? That's the question. Is that Rosenberg's drop or is that a Gundling drop?
I think that's a Gundling miscellaneous bracket drop.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I think because that drop doesn't happen without Rosenberg.
Yeah, but it's the deadpan humor of Gundy that really brings it home.
I don't think he's trying to be humorous.
I don't know.
I think he's just disgusted with it.
It felt a little snarky from Gundy. And I'm not saying I was here for it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not killing him for it. I thought it was great. But it did feel a little snarky.
He was disgusted.
Poor Gundling, by the way. How long, if a team of yours, guys, lost the way his 76ers lost, how long does that take you to recover from?
Next season. You don't get over it until the start of the following season, Dave. That's the only time you can flush it. Like, that's going to sit with the Sixers all season long, all summer long. That's all the front office and the coaching staff is going to be thinking about.
That lasts for me forever. I would there are
some because I've had it.
I'd never let go. That would be one of those games.
I will tell you this, Dave. There's still a loss that I can't get over. Playoffs, 2007, divisional round. I'm a Dallas Cowboy. We lose to the eventual Super Bowl champion, New York Giants. I will still lament that loss, Dave. I still talk to Ray Santiago about it. It comes up at least once a week.
In all seriousness.
It comes up at least once a week.
Oh, it's phenomenal. Okay, in all seriousness, though, the fact that Giants went on to go and win the Super Bowl, does it make you feel a little bit better about it?
No, it makes me feel worse, Dave, because we kicked their ass twice in the regular season that year. That was a game we had no business losing. You look at both rosters on paper, it wasn't even close. But it was just guys not performing, not executing in the critical moments of games. And that's exactly what happened to the Sixers.
Listen, you rely on Tony Romo in a big spot, and this is...
No, we relied on Patrick Creighton in a big spot, and he came up real small.
I love
small.
Patrick Creighton. I love
real,
him.
Real small.
He's in the will, by the way.
Is he?
Yeah. I left him on my gloves to Patrick Creighton
I love PC, but that's one of those that you hate. And I'm sure that the Sixers in that locker room, they feel the same way about Ben Simmons. Like, I know Joel Embiid is like, what the hell is Ben Simmons doing? Like, there were opportunities for him in the fourth quarter, and the guy shies away from him in what, four of the seven games in the series? He doesn't take a shot in the fourth quarter?
And he took three combined in the other three games.
It's
Let's
ridiculous.
Actually take a listen to Daryl Morey of the 76ers. Will you try to trade Ben Simmons in the offseason?
We have a very strong group we believe in. None of us can predict the future of what's going to happen in any place. We love what Ben brings. We love what Joel brings. We love what Tobias brings. In terms of what's next, we're going to do what's best for the 76ers to give us the best chance to win the championship with every single player on the roster.
He gave a zero vote of confidence there for Ben Simmons, huh?
Zero, Dave.
I mean,
and our resident 49ers fan, RJ Santillo, said that sounds a lot like Kyle Shanahan saying, I don't even know if we're going to be alive tomorrow. Like,
I can't guarantee that anybody in the world will be alive Sunday, so I can't guarantee who will be on our roster on Sunday. So that goes for all of us.
Doesn't it feel like that, Dave? Doesn't it feel
it's
exactly
terrible,
like that?
Because he's asked a point-blank question. Is Simmons going to be here next year? And he dances around it. I mean, that's like Fred Astaire the way he's dancing around that thing.
Yeah, Dave, but it's clear that the guys in the locker room feel a way about it. Like, if you listen to Joel Embiid's commentary, like, there's a problem there. And for so long, everybody's been saying, trust the process, and the process yielded you these two foundational pieces, but they can't coexist. They've tried it the last two or three years. We've seen it on display in playoff meltdowns. Like, they don't work well together. So at some point, you got to move off of one of them. And I think based on what we saw from Embiid this year, it should make it a relatively easy decision for Daryl Morey.
Yeah, you have a center that can score like a point guard, and you have a point guard that has to score like a center. I mean, it doesn't really mesh well. Did you hear what – I mean, here's the other thing, Chris. You know this. Like, at least if there's a guy that you know, like, in those big moments – that he's put in all the work and no, because I mean, this has to be some of it has to be mental with him, right?
Yes,
like it has to be. Like
I would say the majority of it is mental.
Okay, but so I was listening to Stephen A. the other day, and he got a text message during his show from somebody that said Ben Simmons doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Simmons doesn't want to listen. So if you take that and couple with the fact you know of what he just saw in the postseason, of course you're going to feel a way about him as a teammate. Like, at least if you're working hard, like, and I can see you putting in the time and the effort to make yourself better, and you just come up short, then maybe, you know, it softens the blow. Like, I can live with that. But if I watch you, like, you're complacent, like, you don't care to work on your shooting, you don't listen to anybody, and then you give me that performance, you know, if Shaq was right, I'd want to punch him in the face, too.
And he's the same player that he was when he came into the league. He's no different.
No, he is different, Dave. I think he's worse. In terms of shooting, I think he's a worse shooter now than when he first came into the league. I mean, the guy's not even a threat from the mid-range. Like, he is awful when it comes to shooting the basketball. Anything outside of the restricted area is dicey when it comes to Ben Simmons, at best.
Yeah, and this guy's your like 4 feet.
Yeah, this guy's your primary ball handler. How does that work in the NBA?
Well, I mean, they're out. If he can shoot the ball at all, it's Milwaukee and it's Philadelphia right now in the Eastern Conference Finals.
if they had traded for Kyle Lowry. Is it too much to ask the guy to be able to hit a 15 or 16 footer?
Yes.
Is that too much?
Yeah, I think the answer is yes.
But it shouldn't be, Dave. Not for
right,
an all-star caliber player. Not for a guy that was the number one overall pick five years ago.
For anybody, Chris. For anybody. If you're a starting point guard in the league and you don't have a game that can make shots from 12 to 16 feet, how can you possibly get legitimate playing time?
Well, what do you mean? I mean, Giannis does it.
He's not a point guard.
Well, but that's the thing, though. They're going to have to come to the realization that they can't play him at that position. Like, and whoever ends up getting him, if he gets traded, like, you're going to have to, they're going to have to build their team with the idea that Ben Simmons is going to play more like Giannis than a point guard, because he's not. He can't shoot. Like, that's not how he scores. It's not. And the fact is, I mean, the face of your franchise is your center.
Yes.
Like, Milwaukee does it, and they have, I mean, Brooke Lopez is, I mean, he's a stretch five.
He can shoot it, yeah.
Yeah, he can shoot it. He's just sitting in the corner.
Yeah, he can shoot it.
So, if they had traded for Kyle Lowry, and I know they were asking for, I mean, Toronto was asking for everything to get Kyle Lowry, that would have made a huge
difference. They would have won that series. Yeah. If they had anybody that could shoot the basketball. If they had Danny Green, they might have won that series. But they didn't, and now they're done, and now away we go with Atlanta and Milwaukee starting tonight. All right, quick break. We'll come back. Again, lots of money coming your way in the 6 and 7 o'clock hours. The baseball. We'll get into that next. The Mets lose not only the game, not only a game to the Braves, who you look at as your biggest competition, but maybe your second-best starter, who couldn't continue in that game, and the Yankees lose a game that they probably shouldn't have, but they did. 800-919. What happened?
Probably should. That's an awful loss by the Yankees.
That's what I said.
It's horrendous.
That's what I said. That's exactly what I said.
Well, they probably shouldn't have lost the game. I don't think that's a crazy statement.
Dave, they were 29-2 in games they were leading after seven innings. It was a Gerrit Cole start against Kansas City.
But when you were sleeping this morning, Chris and I got into it, they have not been good in Gerrit Cole starts.
No, they haven't. I mean, they had how many chances yesterday to blow that game
open? Oh, my God. A million chances to open that game up and to come back and to tie that game late. They couldn't get it done.
Yeah, those will be one of the losses you look back and say that was an awful loss.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I don't wake up at 4 a.m. to wear a swim shirt.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at DCR on ESPN.
RJ says to me, you might want to check your Twitter. What have you done, DiPietro?
I didn't do anything. I mean, this is your fault. This isn't my fault. This is your fault.
Oh, you're a bad guy. Chris. He's involved you. Okay. How honestly, at this point, how you can potentially... Actually, honestly, Chris, this is more taking shots at you than it is me.
I don't understand. Why are you... What is it about this beef that you got with Rothenberg where you got to drag me into it every single day? Yesterday, it was 2010 to Deshaun Jackson punt return. Today, you want to go with Virginia and our meltdown?
Wah-hoo-wah.
University of Maryland, Baltimore County? Like, that's what we have to do? A team that has to iron on the numbers and the names of their players we ended up losing to?
This isn't even all that distasteful to me.
No,
outside
it's
of the
not.
Islanders
it's
logo,
not.
I don't even
it's
find
not.
This
it's
upsetting.
Just, it's just a way to find... He's finding a way to try to rope me into the beef, Dave. That's what it is. He doesn't
you
want
know
me
what,
to,
You know what I
he
believe,
He doesn't
Chris?
Want me to be on the sideline with my popcorn enjoying you two guys going back and forth.
Here's what I believe. And I never even thought about incorporating you because you've done nothing to me, so I wouldn't do that. And you've done nothing to him, but he, for some reason, needs to take shots at you. I think the best revenge is for you to make an announcement before 8 o'clock today that you have made your decision and you're a Rangers fan.
No, Dave, I think I'm going to get involved with the Avatar beef.
Oh!
I think I'm going to get involved, too. I got people, and Rick DiPietro knows I got people that can handle these sorts of things. So I'm getting involved, damn it. It's going to happen. At some point today, there will be a change in my avatar where I'm taking shots at Uncle Rico. Why? Because he did the same thing to me the last 2 days when I didn't have a damn thing to do
with what
was going on.
But, Chris, remember who's done nothing to you. I've done nothing with the Twitter. Nothing.
Just when we were about to tag team on Rick, Dave? Yes. But, see, Dave, here's the thing. This is not about you. This is about Rick and I. It's gotten personal now.
Yep.
And it didn't have to get ugly like this, but he decided he wanted to be a bad teammate.
Why are you doing this, DiPietro? What is your problem?
You started it, and then Canty jumped on board. You guys been tag teaming me.
I didn't jump on board.
You heard
I
the
told
sound.
Dave I couldn't have his back.
This is months and months of you two decide that you're going to go team Dave and Chris against Rick. That's fine. Listen, I get it. That's fine. I want all the smoke. Bring all the smoke. Bring your people. I don't care
what
it is.
I might have to get Steven Jackson involved. You said you want all the smoke. Okay.
I'll grab Matt Barnes. We'll do it. Whatever you want.
Okay. You're going to get Matt Barnes?
Then I'll call Derek Fisher.
Derek Fisher.
Then I'll call Derek Fisher to get Matt Barnes' girl involved. That's what I'll do. I'll get everyone involved. You know what? Because you don't understand what I got. I got all your heads printed out in all different sizes.
Shape sizes. I got different teams, different games, different events.
Every head size I need, they're all printed out and cut out. I get whatever I want. Right. I got glue sticks. You name it.
All right.
Backgrounds.
Okay. Remember, you asked for this. You did this. You asked for this. You opened this door.
Wait. I am.
You opened this door, Ricky.
Oh, this is terrific.
We were better than this. We were better than
this.
Our relationship was better than this. Like, we see eye to eye. The guy fried a turkey for me on Thanksgiving, for God's sake.
That was years ago, though, now.
You know,
years ago.
And I'm starting to realize that now, Dave. It was years ago. It was a different Rick DiPietro back then. He's a bad guy now.
Let me ask you this, Chris. Would he fry the turkey for you today?
Probably not, Dave.
And there you go.
Not doing what he's doing to me the last couple
of
days.
He'd say, here, eat dry
Think about how painful those sports memories are for me, Dave. Think about that. Like, UVA, I'm a proud alum. The first time a number one seed gets upset by a 16 seed in the NCAA tournament. It just so happened to be my school.
That's a painful
sports memory.
You know what's next up? You know he's going to incorporate the Patrick Creighton one. That's not going to be far behind.
I know. I gave him ammunition, didn't I, Dave?
Yeah, you told him what bothers you. That's the thing. You open up and you're honest, and here's what he does. Guest on DCR, PRB, the Goodyear Hotline. I've taken it out of his hands. In the 7 o'clock hour, Chris, you will determine when we give the money away. The 6 o'clock hour is going to be Rick. No longer.
It should be up to your discretion, Dave.
It absolutely is now.
Yeah.
It is going to be up to my discretion. Kind of like Joe Girardi wants it up to his discretion on when Max Scherzer was checked last night. I don't understand. I really don't. They're checking these guys over and over and over. Now the managers can come out and ask for additional checks and challenges during the game?
Yeah, well, it wasn't a check of his stuff. It was a check of his hair. He said he's watched, if you listen to Girardi after the game, he said he's watched, and Scherzer was checked a couple different times before that. He said he's watched him, for the last, I think he said 10 years, and he's never seen him rub his hair the way that he rubbed his hair during that game. It turns out that, just the ball, he couldn't grip it, and that was the only place he actually had sweat to use. But, this is what baseball did it to itself, man. It's embarrassing.
But it's a mockery now. It's a joke. So here's some of the quotes. Girardi says, I've seen Max a long time since 2010. Obviously, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. I've never seen him wipe his head like he was doing tonight, ever. It was suspicious for me. He did it about 4 times. It was suspicious. I didn't mean to offend anyone. I just have to do what's right for our club. And then Scherzer responded, I wasn't heated at all. I was just trying to show him I have absolutely zero on me. I have nothing on me. Check whatever you want. I'll take off all my clothing for you if you want to see me. I have absolutely nothing on me. And speaking of taking off all your clothing, did you see Sergio Romo last night?
He took his pants right down.
He took his pants down.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's Super Bowl, naked. Fully
the word
naked,
you said is what they're naked. Doing. They're making a mockery of this thing.
They're making a mockery. Just get naked. Why wear pants?
But here's the thing, Dave, and I love Joe Girardi. I think it's a slippery slope when the manager can influence the umpires as to when they're going to check these pitchers for foreign substances. Like, I think that's something that baseball needs to shut down immediately. This is not up to the manager. This is up to the umpires who are in control of the game.
I agree.
It's to their discretion when they want to check these pitchers. The manager for the opposing team should have nothing to do with it. Absolutely nothing to do with it.
Now, if there's anything that a manager can do, maybe go up to the umpires in between innings and say, listen, I think he's going to his hair. Check that. But you can't start, screaming at the guy when he's in the other dugout. That's ridiculous.
He tried to fight him.
I know. It's ridiculous. Here is Joe Girardi.
I wouldn't fight Joe Girardi.
No, you
by
don't.
The way.
No. I was about to say that's you barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah,
with
Joe
that
Girardi.
One.
Like, even if Joe Girardi was a member of the show and came at me, he would not be on an avatar. I'm just telling you that. Right.
Joe Girardi is one of those guys that we call an all day sucker because you're gonna have to whoop
hang
on him
on
all
moment.
Day.
Let me see if I understand this now. You will take shots at the biggest member of the station in Chris Canty, but you'd be fearful of Joe Girardi.
Yeah, I think Chris just explained it perfectly. Because I think Tortorella's like that, too.
You got to kill Joe Girardi in order to beat him in a fight. You're going to have to kill him.
If it got heated to the point like there was physicality between me and Chris, I'm not going to win that fight. But once we had the
fight. I'm going to wear down.
Yeah, like I would try to wear him down, but then that would be it. Like the fight would be over. Like you fight Joe Girardi, one of these guys, like you think the fight's over. No. Like he's.
All day sucker,
all day.
All day sucker.
No. I don't have the energy for that. I can't. That's not a fight I want to fight. Like, you would be in the corner sucking your thumb.
Well, I wouldn't want to be part of any of this.
No, none of it. Be tapping out.
Well, because I'm an adult. I'm not looking for fights.
Is there anyone at the station you think you could beat up?
Yes.
Who?
Rosenberg.
I don't know.
Stop it.
He was the 24/7 champ. I'm just
stop
saying.
It. I don't know. Stop it. RJ?
Wow.
I wouldn't fight RJ
just
if I were
with
you.
So much confidence, RJ. I don't even understand this.
RJ has a dark side.
Oh, no question about it. Well, the stories from the
soccer
bachelor
watching
party.
Dark side is what you're going to tell me?
Yeah, he called it soccer.
It wasn't soccer. I can promise you that.
It was not soccer. That's him having his boys back. They weren't watching soccer in a hotel room. Stop.
Well, then why lie to us? Why not just say I can't tell you what went on? I can't
because
tell you.
Because you're a Yenta. You got a big mouth. You can't even. You had
me?
2 minutes. Two minutes to keep it quiet that my Comrex didn't work. And you opened the show with, oh, look, we did it finally. Rick slept in.
You did. You overslept, and now you're using the Comrex as your convenient excuse.
I wish I overslept. I was up at 2:15.
Yeah,
2:15.
And then I know what you did. I know what you did. You did the, let me just lie down for 5 minutes, and oops, all of a sudden you looked over at 6:03. It's fine. It happens. I said you shouldn't be ashamed by it.
Canty, I'd like to apologize for roping you into this.
No, don't try to apologize.
He's backtracking.
I would just like to say this.
You can keep
I'm happy
that apology.
I did it. I'm happy I did it because you entered into the fray yesterday, so I'm happy I did it. But in all actuality, it should have been all focused and geared towards Dave because Dave really is the bad guy. Now he's got us fighting between ourselves. Like, this is what he's doing.
No,
did it. Dave didn't do this.
I didn't pit you guys against each other.
Well, he fell into it. Like, he just jumped on board with you for some reason.
I didn't fall into it.
He didn't
it.
Take a you side, you fool.
Yeah, exactly.
He picked a side.
He
Play
said,
that clip, RJ.
I'm eating my popcorn.
Play that clip, RJ.
He wouldn't take a side.
Talking about tag teaming me. He was taking a side.
I was not taking a side.
He was not taking
a side.
When we were
about to tag team on Rick Dave.
Yeah, he said that after you put up the disgusting photo of DeSean Jackson with your head on his body.
There's men there.
Yeah, context
but I knew
matters.
For Canty that wasn't his most disappointing loss. I knew it was the Patrick Creighton game.
But it doesn't mean it wasn't a disappointing loss just because it wasn't the most disappointing loss.
Yeah, but you can't be upset about it. I mean, you just kicked the ball out of bounds. What are you doing? That's
Rick,
your punter's
the game
ball.
Has a name. It's called Miracle at the Meadowlands 2. It has a name.
And he dropped the ball, too, which is even better. Then picked it up.
See what he's doing, Dave?
No, he's an evil guy. Get your people on it.
Oh,
get your people
we're
on it.
We're working on it, Dave. Yes. 6:31 in the morning, we are.
That's right. Wake them up. Wake them up.
We're in it, Dave. We're in it.
They might be sleeping like DiPietro now. Wake them up and get them on the job. 800-919-3776. Bad guy. You know what it is? It's nervous energy. He's so freaked out with the Islanders, he doesn't know what to do with himself. Oh, they lose tonight. The open tomorrow will be Marconi worthy.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I don't wake up at 4 a.m. to wear a swim shirt.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at DCR on ESPN.
We got the idea for the avatar. You're going to absolutely love
really?
It.
Really?
You're going to love it. You I are can't. Going to love it.
I already can't. Know what it's going to be. I know what it's going to be.
What do you think it's going to be?
It's so transparent. I know what it's going to be.
What do you think it's going to be?
It's going to be something stupid like me... You know, me as Mark Sanchez after the butt fumble or something.
I've seen that one. You're
barking up the right tree, but that's not going to be it. It's not going to be it.
I did have a great one that was sent to me earlier today where somebody just had you sitting at a counter in a diner.
That is.
You want to go to a diner and sit up by the flat top? What is that called?
What is
counter?
That called?
Counter?
Yeah, the counter.
Yeah, the counter. That's right, that thing. All right, here's Joe Girardi last night on requesting to have Max Scherzer checked during the game.
I've seen Max a long time, since 2010. Obviously, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. But I've never seen him wipe his head like he was doing tonight, ever, going like this, right? So it was suspicious for me. He did it about 4 or 5 times. It was suspicious. I didn't mean to offend anyone. I just got to do what's right for our club.
What do you mean you didn't mean to offend anyone?
Oof.
Basically, was calling the guy a cheater.
Yeah.
That's what he was. I mean, I don't know how that's not offensive.
Yeah, that's almost like bringing something up in a show and like teasing it and then, you know, yelling at somebody for not inviting you to a party that in actuality was a bridal shower, not an engagement party.
They're
very, very similar.
There were men full bearded men at the party.
Were there men there?
This is not a bridal shower. It's under the guise of a bridal shower. You know what they did? They had the thing. And then Ange said to RJ, listen, if anybody gives you flack at work, you tell them it was a bridal shower is what you do. It's not a bridal shower.
I stand by you, RJ. I mean, if you want to join this fight with me, welcome aboard. More than happy.
And welcome aboard.
Creativity. And apparently someone was saying on Twitter that I could actually Photoshop stuff. I got to learn how to do that. If I'm going to take this to the next level, I can't be.
You're going to have a lot of time after tonight, I think.
Yeah, I can't be. See? Yeah, a lot of time waiting for game seven. You're right.
I'm trying to think now, do I want to confine it to an avatar, Dave, or do I want to go full-fledged video?
Go all in. Oh, video.
You can make videos on Twitter avatars?
Do I want to go video?
Yes. Yes.
Because, I mean, we could go video and really ratchet this thing up a little bit, Dave.
Make it like a space journey. Like, go where no man has gone before in this battle. Let's go to Matt
Rockland. Like your thermometer. All right. Now, listen, I'll learn how to make the videos. You want to go videos? I can do all sorts of stuff with the videos now.
Good. Go ahead. You want to drop the gloves? Let's drop the gloves. Matt in Rockland. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing
Listen, Rick, I used to love you, bro, but you're starting too much stuff with the Giants fans over here putting the... putting his faith on DeSean Jackson. That
Thank
cheap,
you,
bro.
Matt. Thank you.
Well, Matt, he didn't. I thought he got tackled. Man. No,
you flip flop anyway. You like loving the Yankees when they're in the playoffs. You love the Mets now.
I don't
you
love the Yankees. I like talking baseball.
And
stop it.
Fan.
Please let
what
Matt
is going
talk.
On with you, bro?
I don't like the Yankees.
It's just
thing,
cheap, bro. We don't appreciate it. I'm sure Dave doesn't. I'm sure Chris doesn't. Stop.
Don't blame me. Don't be mad at me. Be mad at your punter.
Yeah, but Matt is probably for a decade plus.
You're projecting. It's not my fault.
You're bringing it back up. Matt, I couldn't agree with you more. And now, I think you told RJ, right? RJ, you can corroborate if this is true. He didn't even care about the Islanders and is now actively rooting against them because of the way Rick has been acting now, right?
Yeah, I asked that guy, are you a Rangers fan or are you an Islanders fan? He said, no, neither, but now I'm actively rooting against the Islanders.
That's fine.
You see what you're doing?
No, bring it all. I want it all.
You are
bring
now
it.
Turning the world against the Islanders because of your childish antics.
That's exactly what we want. Us against the world. That's what we want.
He wants to be the villain. Let's see if he can play the villain role. He wants it. We're going to give it to him. Doesn't mean we're not going to take shots, though.
I'm going to need that clip too, RJ, by the way. I'm going to need that, what Chris just said, clipped. I'm going to use it in the open tomorrow. Thank you. I'm not going to repeat it because I don't want to be saying it.
I look forward to the open.
I look forward to
this avatar, Dave. This is going
to
be great.
You're going to love that as well. I can't wait for everything. Life is so exciting now. Let's hear from Damian Woody. He feels really good about the... This is a fan. You know why, Chris? He loves his team. He goes to the games to support them, and he doesn't take shots at friends. That's... a fan, that's a gentleman, unlike others on this show. Here is the great Damian Woody feeling good about the Islanders heading into tonight's game.
I've been there. I've been in this situation. Remember during when I played with the Jets, we got killed by the Patriots. I think it was like 45-3, whatever it was. We buried the game ball. We did all that. Bury the puck. Don't watch the film, okay? And we came back in the playoffs and we beat the Patriots in the divisional round up in Foxborough. The series is not over. It's 3-2. They got to come back to the Coliseum. We got it, Greeny. We got this. We got it.
I mean, that's a fan.
Stop it, please. Stop yourself.
That's a guy that he loves his team. He feels a passion and emotion for his team. Yet, he's not going to take shots at other people surrounding him. That's a mensch. That's a fan, really.
I'm more concerned about the fact that ESPN now has hockey, and we're talking about, I mean, the Islanders get up is in New York City, and that's how we choose to bring up the Islanders. Interesting. All right. That's fine. I'm sure he'll be at the game tonight. I would imagine
because he's a fan, because he cares. He travels from far and wide.
Right?
He's 10 minutes down the road, and you refuse to go. He's a fan. And
he doesn't have to be up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Please.
Oh, what do you mean, please?
If the Rangers were in the Eastern Conference Finals or whatever, or the NHL semifinals, and it meant that I went sleepless, I would go to the games.
No, you wouldn't.
Of course I would.
No, you would, because you're not a real fan. You don't like the Rangers that much.
Stop it.
Please.
So I'm going to shave half your beard off. Stop it.
Try to paint this picture yourself. Stop
embarrassing
it.
Yourself. Tom in Jersey. Tom, another one that hates you. Go ahead, Tom. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Rick, I've actually come to like you on the radio. I mean, at the end of the day, you're an Islander, and Canty, this is what they do. They've been so distracted with losing for the last 20-plus years, they just take shots at everybody.
Got it. Thank you for explaining that to me, Tom. I didn't realize that.
You got to come to Broadway. I got a lot of Islander friends that are fans, and they just take shots at one another.
Yeah, because, Tom, you guys have been doing a ton of winning, Tom. Congrats. Yeah, you guys have been doing a ton of winning.
Look at him, Tom. He'll stop at nothing. Please. He doesn't care about your feelings.
I never said we did a ton of winning. I know what we are. We are an underachieving organization. You want to talk hockey with a real fan, I'll talk to you any day, Rick. And
well, what happened there?
I got people.
What, you killed Tom?
I got people.
Tom's back. Oh, now Tom's gone.
So let me get this right, Dave. We're supposed to believe that Rick has got people where he can cut off one of our callers, but he can't get his Comrex to work to start the show on time.
Right, can't wake himself up on time.
Oh, now here we go. Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right, Canty wants to participate.
No. You started with me, not the other way around. Don't try to flip this around. Don't try to flip the script. You know what you did. You started barking up this tree. Now you're going to have to deal with it.
Maybe if your team didn't embarrass themselves on a consistent basis.
Oh, my God.
All this material to use.
That's okay.
Oh, my God. Okay. What is the matter with you?
Okay, Dave.
Why would you do this?
It's no holds barred now, Dave. It's no holds barred.
You know when he's really crossed the line? I mean, so let's just see what he'll take shots at me, which is fine. Now you, Rosenberg, Don, when he starts taking shots at Kay, then we know.
That'll never happen, though, Dave.
Yeah.
That would never happen.
No, because he's a little sycophant. He would never take shots at Michael Kay. By the way, Michael Kay will be on KJZ at 9 o'clock this morning.
I will say, though, some of the tweets we get of pictures that these people that our listeners are doing right now, the one with Canty is Santa Claus.
Holding you in his lap.
That is hilarious.
Little baby.
That is hilarious.
It is phenomenal. All right, it is now time. It's 98.7 ESPN's $1,000 a day giveaway. Be the first caller right now at 888-987-ESPN to score $250 cash. Again, that's 888-987-3776. Today's the final day to cash in, so be listening in the 7 a.m. hour, the 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock hours this afternoon during the K-Show. It's all from your home for the hookup, 98.7 ESPN. Chris, you will determine when we give the money away in the 7 o'clock hour.
He has lost
that privilege
in
the 6 o'clock hour because he's a bad guy.
I hope you go 0 for 5 and stump Rothenberg.
See, why?
Because. I mean, this is what you want. This is what you're going to get.
Do you want me to get into, how far would you take it? Do you want me to get into a car accident today?
Oh, no. Now, see, this is... No.
I don't know where it stops.
It's amazing to me how you can go from 0 for 5 and stump Rothenberg to, do you want me to get into a car
accident? I don't know how far you want to take this thing. You want it to send a vicious animal to my home.
There are so many things I could buy right now to attack you with.
See?
I don't think a bobcat is good enough at this point.
You don't think a bobcat is good enough?
No, I don't. I need more.
What do you need? Like more. A rhinoceros? What are you going to send to my home?
I don't think I checked. I don't think you can get a rhinoceros.
I'm sure you know all the animals that you can get. All right, so you want me to go on 5. Chris, do you want me to do well or poorly today?
I want you to win, Dave. I'm always going to root for my teammates, not named Rick DiPietro, to get
here
wins out here.
See?
Team Rothenberg.
Yeah. Well, because he wants to see me succeed?
Disgust me.
If you went on SportsCenter to break down the Islanders, you think I'd want you to fail or do well? I want you to do well.
Good luck, Chris. You can go over to Dave's Thanksgiving and have some microwave turkey and some box mac and cheese.
At least he won't take shots at me and bring up my most painful sports memories.
That's right. I'll welcome you in. Yeah. I'll offer you wine. Yeah. Right? You can sleep like he did late this morning. All right, here we go. Santy, play it.
He's confident.
I have so much knowledge.
He's arrogant.
I'm a big star, you know.
He's unstable.
I'm crazy.
He's Dave Rothenberg.
You don't think I'm smart?
And now it's time to see if you can stump Rothenberg.
Stump Rothenberg brought to you by the good folks at BetMGM Sports. 800-919-3776 will get you in. Phone lines all lit up with calls ready to go. Let's bring him in. He leads us off as always. He is Andy in Merrick. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, TCR. The temperature is rising on the show, boys.
It's very, very heated and animated today, Andy.
Yeah, Dave, why don't you take your temp, see what it's at?
My name is Dave, fine. I'm nice and cool. I'm not the one all stressed out and nervous. No. I'm fine. Go ahead, Andy. What do you got?
All right, Dave. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
The Lady Byng Memorial Trophy is presented each year to a player with sportsmanship, gentlemanly conduct, and high standard of play. Since 1990, there's been one Islander and one Ranger that have won the Byng. Name them.
This would be the last award Dave would ever win, ever.
I can be sportsmanlike.
No.
Since what year would you say, Andy?
Since 1990. One Ranger, one Islander.
I think Gretzky won it for the Rangers.
1998, come up with the Islander.
Rick, do you know this one?
Yeah, I know it, but I'm not telling you who it is.
Wouldn't want you to. I don't want your help. You'd probably lead me in the wrong direction. Did he ever get injured in a big postseason game?
And welcome aboard, David.
Pierre Turgeon.
And welcome aboard.
Nicely done, Dave. Oh, nice.
Thank you. It helps when your sugar daddy's the one asking the questions.
You know, you're unbelievable. I mean, I hit a massive home run, and you're going to beat up on that?
I want to review it. This feels more like the Luke Voit triple last night than an actual home run.
You're in all sorts of a way today, aren't you? Are you playing, or are you just going to continue to be a baby?
Yeah, well, I'm playing. I'm stumping is what I'm doing.
All right, we'll see, maybe.
All right, here we go. Yeah. Also an NHL question.
Of course.
Which I think ties perfectly into Game 6 tonight at the Collie. So Braden Point has currently scored in 8 straight playoff games. Can you tell me who is number one with most consecutive goals in the playoffs?
Gretzky?
I see you Googling. No Googling.
Oh, stop it.
See the computer screen lighting up.
Oh, you see it lighting up, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Then how come I'm uncertain of the answer? I don't know.
This is going to be embarrassing for you.
Is it? Can I?
Well, no, not because of the answer. Just because, I mean, you talk all this trash and then, boom, out of the gate, I stump you.
What do we, but this is not an easy question.
No, I'm trying to stump you, aren't I? This isn't supposed to be an easy question.
You think I've heard of this guy, right?
You've heard of him, yeah.
So this is not like 1927?
No, no, I don't ask questions like that.
Okay. Is it LaFontaine? I heard John Drews went on quite a run.
He did.
But I don't think it's him.
He was only 7.
He was 7.
Yeah, longest Capital. Goal streak. Longest Capital. Goal
I think that
streak.
Was 1990, John Drews.
It was, correct.
It's not going to be a Lemieux, and I think Lemieux had, both Lemieux's, Claude and Mario had extended streaks, but I don't think it's one of them.
Claude had 7. Mario had a couple 7s. Had 2, actually.
And you're not going to give me any sort of...
No hint, hints, nothing, no. I would have. I mean, if you were nice to me, I would have given you a hint, but I can't now. Well, it's unfortunate for you. All your minions are like, oh, Dave's going to step up to the plate. He won't let Rick stump him.
Reggie Leach.
And then there's no way that all of a sudden just comes to you without looking it up.
Absolutely, you get it Reggie did. Leach. You know what? Well, you know what? Go away. If you
that's
can't
fishy.
Give me credit
that,
for getting it right,
that's
you're
sketchy.
Amazing. So I actually get it right, and it bothers you to no end. It takes time, DiPietro. It takes time.
How do you go from having no clue to all of a sudden, instantly, oh, Reggie Leach.
Use the Google.
I have to think things through. No. You know what? If you're going to question me like this, then let's not do the segment. We'll finish it this week, and
even
then
your
we
teammate,
will put
look
it to
the
rest.
Look at the look on Canty's face, right? He's even confused right now.
No, I'm
he
not,
doesn't trust
I'm not
he's confused.
Confused by the greatness of Dave Rothenberg. I'm sitting here plotting on how many different avatar ideas I can come up with.
I want you checked. I want you checked. I need a Stump Rothenberg expert. I want you checked right now.
You know what? This is we're going to do it this week, and then we're going to take a break. Because I don't think you're very nice. I don't think you're a very nice person.
I want your Google search history sent to me immediately. And don't start erasing it.
I wouldn't even know how to do something like that.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, oh, you like, yeah.
You go to Pornhub, boom, right to history.
You know, I'm going to have you challenge me. I'm gonna move ahead. I'm going to go to Kenny in Jersey. Good morning, Kenny.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
I apologize, Kenny, for the way he's acting today.
That's all right. I got a layup for you so to make up for it.
Okay.
All right, who's the only player in NFL history or football history to win the Heisman, Rookie of the Year, regular season MVP, and Super Bowl MVP, and he's a Hall of Famer?
Give it to me again. He's been a Heisman winner.
Heisman winner, Rookie of the Year, Super Bowl MVP, regular season MVP, and a Hall of Famer.
So, it's not Tony Dorsett.
Come on, Dave. You got this.
All right, shush for a second. Give me them again. It's Super Bowl MVP, Rookie of the Year.
Yes, sir.
Chris, you think it could be Marcus Allen?
Yeah, I was thinking it was somebody from yesteryear, Dave. I was thinking that.
That's your answer, Dave?
Yeah, I'll go with Marcus Allen.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Dave, you right on.
Yes!
Nice. Nicely done, Dave. Nicely done.
That's 3-0. Look at DiPietro. He's haunted by what's happening right now. Haunted.
He told you it was a layup.
Did you know it?
That's not a layup question.
Did you know it?
Did I know it? This isn't Stump Rick. This is Stump Rothenberg.
Well, but if it's a layup, then anybody should know.
That's not a layup question.
That's not a layup. It's a good question. It's not a layup question. How dare you? You are.
I didn't say
evil.
He said it. I'm just telling you what he said.
You're evil. Let's go to Shep in Hicksville as we put our undefeated 3-0 record on the line at the moment. Good morning, Shep.
Good morning. Who is the only non-active pitcher with at least 200 wins and 7 All-Star appearances not in the Hall of Fame besides Roger Clemens?
Kyle Higashioka.
Is it Higashioka? Could that be potentially correct? No? All right, so give me this again. 200 wins. You said he's
7
not...
7 All-Star games.
He's not active,
not
correct?
Not Hall of Fame. Right. But obviously not active, yeah.
All right, is this going to be back to like, you know, Three Fingers Rodriguez or something like that? Or are we going to be something...
It can't be that far back because the All-Star game didn't start until the 30s.
Oh. Nice.
Oh, touche. Take that, Rothenberg.
How about... No, I was going to say Oral Hershiser, but I don't think he was in the All-Star game that many times. I don't know that I'm going to know the answer to this, to be honest with you. I don't think Tim Wakefield was.
He's going to be a 7-time All-Star?
Exactly, yeah. 7?
7 or more.
7 or more. Okay.
I don't think Schilling was an All-Star that many times.
Schilling, he definitely has over 200 wins. I don't think he was a
I don't think he's got the 7 All-Stars.
7-time All-Star either. This is a good question. How about
is he retired?
He's playing.
Still playing?
And John Smoltz is in the Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah.
And Vita Blue must be in the Hall of Fame. And I don't think he was a 7-time All-Star. I don't know. That's a good question.
Is he still active?
No. How could he be active?
But there's active pitchers that have been 7-time All-Stars that have over 200
wins.
But
of course they're not going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, maybe it's a trick question.
He just said, he said in his question he's not active.
Oh, he said non-active.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Because Verlander's got over 200 wins in a bunch of All-Star games.
Of course it's not going to be Verlander. How about Bartolo Colon? He hasn't been a 7-time All-Star, has he?
No.
No.
Oh, God.
He might have 7 different families. I don't know. I mean, he's got 2 for sure.
Wow.
A lot of families going on.
Wow.
How about Jamie Moyer? He's probably not a 7-time All-Star either.
I used to love Jamie Moyer.
And he had a lot of wins. I don't know. I'm going to take a guess. Halliday, but he's a Hall of Famer. I think Chuck Finley went over. I'll say Chuck Finley.
Incorrect. The answer is a guy who pitched into the mid-60s, Billy Pierce.
Well, Lloyd's son.
Yes. Lord.
The Hawks, when they were coached by Lord Pierce.
Wow. Lord Pierce. That is tough.
Yeah, I don't think that was a great question, if I'm being honest.
That was a tough question.
That's a tough question.
Yeah, I didn't love the question.
Do you want to take one more? You want to be
you have to. Yeah, I mean, you were doing good up until that point. You got to take one more, yeah.
All right, let's go to Dave in Queens. Dave, good morning. You're on Stump Rothenberg.
Thanks, guys. And thank the sponsor. I didn't catch the sponsor today.
Well, it's BetMGM is the sponsor today.
It is. I thought so. I didn't want to guess. I didn't want to give a free plug to somebody that wasn't.
No. Thanks. Never want to give the free plug. But yes, BetMGM is the sponsor today.
Thank them for me. Thank BetGM for me. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll get right in touch with them and thank them. I'm sure they're listening, so thank you, BetMGM.
They should be listening. Thank you. Who made overall the most appearances on David Letterman's show total from CBS and NBC?
What, you're talking about as a guest, correct?
Yeah, sitting next to the other big Dave in town at the time, or the biggest Dave in town at that time.
Yeah, I think Regis Philbin, I believe, is the answer you're looking for.
Yeah, that's the answer we're all looking for. You nailed it.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I have nothing left.
Hear more of DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.